Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the adab of salam, the etiquettes of salam. Yesterday we did the chapter on offering salam to children, and we spoke about the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also greet the children, and then we explained one proviso is that where you get young lads that got girlish features, and now there's chance of any type of fitna, then those youngsters you don't greet. But generally Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would greet children. He taught us to greet children. So therefore we should bring that humility in our lives also to greet the children. Today we start a new chapter. Allah ta'ala reward the muhaddiseen that one etiquette they pulled out from the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laid it out to teach to us different etiquettes from the hadith of Rasulullah, from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They preserved it so that we can learn and we can also appreciate these etiquettes as far as salam is concerned in this case. But generally, etiquettes as far as different things are concerned, wearing clothes, entering the toilet, entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, etiquettes of speaking, like that you look at these adab and etiquettes for almost everything. But the way they preserved it and they took care of it, Allah Ta'ala, may Allah Ta'ala reward them, as we'll see in this today's chapter. We're doing another chapter, we're starting today, is they look for everything that they can find, they'll pull it out and they'll give it to us. And even if it means one part of a hadith for them narrating, quoting, to bring that etiquette, they will also do that. Babu salami rajuli ala zawjatihi wal mar'ati min maharimihi wa ala ajnabiyatin wa ajnabiyatin la yakhafu al fitnata bihinna wa salamihinna bihadha sharti. The chapter on a man offering salam to his wife, offering salam to mahram females and strange women if there is no fear of evil, offering salam to them is conditional upon this. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this for the last part. Now there is no fitna. A person is greeting these females and there is absolutely no fear of fitna. As we explained, maybe that woman is an old woman, very old. There is no chance. Somebody's mother, she's not well, make salam to her. There is no harm. That even though she's an ajnabiya, ajnabiya means she's a strange woman. She's not a mahram, she's not a sister, she's not a daughter, she's not a mother. So she's a strange woman, but to make salam to her when there's no chance of fitna, there's no problem there. But where there's a chance of fitna, then a man doesn't make salam to a woman at all. Therefore, there is consensus of opinion amongst all the imam that for a man to greet a young woman is not permissible. Why? Because that chance of fitna, that door is always open. But where there is an old woman, elderly woman, a sick woman, then even though she is not related to us, then there is no chance, there is no harm in making salam. So there is one point that comes out from the chapter. The other is that making salam to a person's wife, there is no harm. A mahram female, yeah, mahram females also, like a person's sister, a person's daughter, person's daughter-in-law also. But ulama explain one thing, that although this mahram relationship exists, so making salam, there is no harm, there is no guna, because the person knows he can't marry. But sometimes, even to remain alone with these type of people, in this time and age, is something that is discouraged. For example, a person being alone with his daughter-in-law, that also is discouraged. Not to say it's not permissible, even though it is permissible, but because of this era that we are in, and there's so much of chance of fitna, a person makes salam, no problem. He doesn't remain alone with these type of people. If there is a chance of fitna, and we know that in this time and age there is a chance of fitna, nobody can say. One person came to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood rahmatullah alayh, and he told him, Hazrat, that we feel in this instance there is no chance of fitna. So Hazrat Mufti Mahmood rahmatullah alayh told him that statement in itself is a fitna. In other words, to say that there is no chance of fitna, that statement itself is a fitna. In other words, you can't say in today's time and age there is no chance of any mischief. So therefore, we all have to be on our guard. Making salam is one thing, but remaining with the person, joking and going beyond the parameters of joking also, is not something that is encouraged. Person joking excessively with his mother-in-law or the daughter-in-law, sometimes we have to be very, very careful, especially in the time and age that we are living in. The hearts and minds of people are not like what it used to be. So today's hadith, عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه قال كانت فينا امرأة وفي رواية كانت لنا عجوز تأخذ من أصول السلق فتطرحه في القدر وتكركر حبات من شعير فإذا صلينا الجمعة وانصرفنا نسلم عليها فتقدمه إلينا رواه البخاري. حضرت سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه narrates that there was a woman, and in another narration it was related there was an old woman. So there was an old woman that who used to take beetroot and cook it in a pot together with some barley seeds which she would grind. So there was a woman that would do this on a weekly basis. As the hadith goes, it explained that every Jumu'ah she would prepare some food. So she would take this beetroot, she would put it in a pot, she'll cook it in a pot, she'll take some barley seeds, she would grind it, she will make like a dish, almost you can say like a soup, with this beetroot in it and with this barley seeds in it. When we returned after completing the Jumu'ah Salah, we would offer salam to her and she would present this food to us. And the Sahaba, many of them were very, very poor, especially the Ashabu Sufa, hardly had anything to eat. This woman would prepare this food. After Jumu'ah Salah, the Sahaba would go and they would eat by her. So what part of the hadith is tying up with this chapter? This part of the hadith is saying that we would go to her, فَنُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهَا وَانْصَرَفْنَا نُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهَا, that we would go after Salah, Jumu'ah Salah, and we would make salam to her. So she wasn't a relative, she wasn't a mahram, she wasn't any blood relationship where a person can't marry forever. But, however, she was a woman that was old, and there was no chance of fitna, so they would go honor her dawat, they would make salam to her, and she would present this food to them after Jumu'ah Salah. Ulama take out one, two other points from here. One point is that food consumed by the people of Sufa pointed to the extreme poverty. Imagine, this was a dish that they would actually look forward to, they would actually wait for, whole week they would wait that after Jumu'ah, this old woman is going to prepare this food for us, and we would eat. And look us, and look at us, that if there's not, what they say, is not enough sinkers in the food, person is complaining. There's not enough variety, person is complaining. Sahaba, this was a meal that they would have after Jumu'ah. Some beetroot, some barley seeds mixed, cooked in a pot. And they would look forward and they would relish this type of food. Another thing what is mentioned here is that it was a general practice of Sahaba to eat after Jumu'ah Salah. After Salah, they would also eat. Allah Pa give us tawfiq. We will continue with these ahadith. But some point is here to note is that we must be on guard all the time. Salam is something that as we are going, is something so meritorious, is something encouraged. But even though it is encouraged, it is taught to us that make salam whilst being on guard. So a Muslim is always on guard all the time to see that his iman is protected and nothing can come in the way between him and his Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.